Now, Naomi Osaka beating the news the last day because at the French Open she has said she won't do any media, and the officials have started to say, no, you will do media or else we might not let you play. The update is she has formally withdrawn.
Wow.
So she's quit. She's pulled out of the French Open.
Good on both of them.
Everyone involved. Well, because you are an athlete, I often turn to you to give your opinion on this.
So is Fev. Oh, sorry, you're talking Fev.
No, I think you're probably getting a bit of trouble with what I don't know.
I'll just quickly say for people who don't know, she was, for her own mental health, she was saying she didn't want to do any press conferences or talk to the media. And then a lot of people are saying, but you are the highest paid woman in tennis. I think she made $55 million last year.
She gets paid a lot of money.
She's number one ranked in the world. Yep. There is an obligation to fulfill your duties, and part of that is media engagements.
You have to front up. If you don't front up, you don't play. Simple. And the French Open, the people that the administration there said, well, if you don't front up and don't do your media, we're going to disqualify her. Fair enough. Don't play if you've got an issue. I played footy with problems I shouldn't have been playing.
Mm.
I should have got it dealt with. But as an athlete, you've got to front up. And even if she didn't have to say much. You've got to. That's an obligation to the world, to the fans. She gets paid by sponsors. They want to see their product there. The fans want to hear what she's got to say, and the world media want to write about her. So, therefore, she has to do it. She's obligated to do it. But she's done the right thing. If she has got issues, don't play. Step aside. Get help. I'm sure she's got a great team behind her that'll help her in her problems. She said she's had it since 2018. It's something that doesn't go away, so it's something she's got to manage. But at the end of the day, don't poo where you eat, because tennis has made her a lot of money.
Don't bite the hand that feeds you?
Yeah, that's the one.
That might be one. Yeah, that one I prefer.
Because at the end of the day, if she wants to be a tennis player, she makes a lot of money playing tennis and does a lot of things for Japan. She's like a queen over there. They love her. Kids inspired to be like her. So not talking to the media, I don't know if that was the right move, but she's done the right move now by pulling out herself, which is good, and then she can go away and get the help she needs. But at the end of the day, it's a win-win for both, I suppose. But it's a loss for the fans because we don't get to see her play. She's a gun. She is so good. She'd won like something like 20-plus Grand Slam games in a row. She hasn't been beaten for like 3 years and a Grand Slam. She's a freak.
What's interesting that I take this out of taken out of this as a viewer. I know why they're all so grumpy at press conferences. You know when they're all just so Nick, what's his name?
Kyrgios.
They're all so rude. Yeah. I'm like, why are you even at the press conference if you're so rude? They're made
to go. They have to. Yeah.
But I also sort of understand it from that perspective of the French Open, or even in the case of the Australian Open. So you get media. The reason you win all that money. If you win one of these opens, you win the millions because have spent money. But part of the media is, but we want access to the players.
They pay for the access,
I really do understand both sides.
100%. And the media's pay for that access. As a footballer, we get it off pretty easy. Like we don't get cameras in our faces unless you get in trouble and they're out front of your house, which happened often to me. But after games, it's usually only the captain or one player that fronts up to the media and speaks out of the 22 that play. They don't really speak too much during the week. You only get access to a couple of players. But in the NBA, I don't know if you watch anyone watches NBA here, all the media go into the sheds after the game. They're in the club rooms. And they, like, LeBron James will be sitting there getting changed out of the shower, and they'll have there'll be 15 people around him with cameras interviewing him.
But it is a deal, isn't it? The reason you're getting all that money is because the TV networks have bought the rights to the sport, and therefore they want the right to. And the sponsors, I guess, as you said, the sponsors jump on you so they can get their promotion. Tricky one.
I was just reading all about it, Boxy, and there's a lot of people out there with blue ticks, like people, like big, well-known people going, well done, she shouldn't have to explain herself. But that's not the way they should be looking at it. It's the way that people, like if they were the media and paying all that money, they'd expect someone to front up. If you're out there playing, you're okay. That's how I view it. And if you've got something wrong with it, don't play. Have a rest. Have a break. Do whatever you need to do, but don't front up to a game where you're obliged to play, to do your press conference, to leave. That's what you've got to do. Don't do it then.
And if she's struggling with her mental health, then this is a good thing for her maybe too, that she has 100%. Pulled out. She can focus on that.
Yeah.